There's something that I always enjoy. It's a coffee. I just arrived from Brazil. I'm always on this rush. So I think coffee kind of wake me up.
Er braucht eigentlich im Backstage nur Kaffee, damit er einfach quasi auf Zack bleibt. So the DJ business often gets told to be superficial. And you were born to very spiritual parents, psy, trance, pioneers. And I mean, your name was given by or influenced by the famous spiritual guy Osho. What did it do to you as a child, as a musician?
Okay, so let's start with the name. There's the true story and the romantic one.
Wow.
Okay, so the romantic one is that this guru gave my name before I was born, and this is my name, and it means light. The true story is that actually this guru gave this name to my uncle, mm-hmm. and my parents stole from him.
Oh my God, Leute, wir haben hier gerade was aufgelöst. Es gibt die quasi romantische Story, dass Osho, ein sehr bekannter Spirit, oder der bekannteste Spiritual Leader, ihm quasi seinen Namen gegeben hat. Die Realität ist aber, eigentlich hat er den Namen sein Onkel bekommen und seine Eltern haben ihn einfach geklaut. Aber egal wie, Alok bedeutet das Licht.
And it's kind of, I didn't really feel myself fitting into the society. It's kind of like I didn't really understand the world. And I was raised into a very freedom space where I could just dream and be whatever I want to. Because I was always living in the hippies communities. In Amsterdam with hippie community and in the forest. And then when I came with 12 years old into the big cities, you know, so it was hard, to be honest. And I just sometimes wanted that my parents were just normal. Mm-hmm. But in the end of the day, it was the best thing that happened in my life, right?